Just before then, though, do you remember this?
This is the BBC Home Service. But please don't take it too hard.
Horse seconds it.
I thirds it.
Motion carried.
Huzzah, we're in! This means yet another extraordinary talking-type wireless goon show!
Bit of classic goons there. BBC Radio series, wasn't it, from the 50s. A stage version of the classic Goon Show ran from 1951 to 1960, starred Spike Milligan, Peter Sellers and Harry Secombe, is coming to the Bear Pit in Stratford-upon-Avon. It opens next Wednesday. Richard Usher will be performing all the Peter Sellers characters, including Bluebottle and Major Bloodknock. Morning to you, Richard.
Good morning, my captain.
There it is.
It's like he's here with us now.
Straight away.
So just give us an idea what audiences can expect from this show then.
I think probably just a lot of fun, a lot of craziness. Michael Bentine, one of the original goons, described Spike's work as nonsensical logic. So it kind of eats into that. I mean, you were talking just there about the executive orders and things, and one of the shows we're doing, the jet-propelled guided naffy, is basically, you know, it has the strolling prime minister of no fixed abode, who is, issuing similar sort of lunatic ideas, like building semicircular settees and things like that.
Yeah. How easy has it been to translate it onto the stage? Because, of course, it was radio, wasn't it?
Yes, I mean the great gift that the Goon Show had right from its inception was the fact that the shows were recorded on stage before an audience with an orchestra, and so they could see the actors, you know, performing, and there were all these crazy lunatic things that they used to get up to in what they used to call the warm up period. So they'd, just before the show was sort of right, we're going to record. They'd be doing things like I mean, three of the goons played jazz drums, so they'd be drumming, cutting each other's braces, making their trousers fall down, drinking brandy that was disguised as milk, all sorts of, you know, craziness.
Is it quite hard to take something that is so loved? Because you've got to be quite careful with this, haven't you?
It's a bit of a sacred animal, isn't it? Yeah, it stands the test of time. The writing is so fresh, and actually so, you know, so kind of topical in places, you know, some of the humour is still quite biting. So it has a timeless feel to it, and all of the characters are so well loved. You know, we're sort of giving our own interpretations of them, but trying to sort of give the best we can of the spirit of the Goon Show.
Well, you've got to give us another quick blast of another of Peter Sellers' character, surely.
When I said to them, would you like to sign this contract? I also said, you must sign the official oath, which is, open your wallets and repeat after me, help yourself.
Oh. Very good. Looking forward to it. Richard, really good to speak to you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
There we are, actor Richard Usher starring in the new stage version of The Goon Show.